It is 6 minutes past 11. This is RSN Central on this Wednesday morning. Hopefully we'll catch up with Peter Duncan in just a moment. She shouldn't be far away about the prize money increases that Greyhound Racing Victoria have announced today. And the chair is with us now. It's a very good morning to you, Peter.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Now, you guys at GRV, you announced the prize money increases once again a couple of weeks ago, $5.3 million to go back into prize money, but you then sent out a survey to participants to let you know where the prize money should go. How was that responded by the Greyhound Racing to participants? Did they send their recommendations in? Were you happy with their responses?
Oh, absolutely. We got nearly 2,000 responses and everyone was really active in replying and giving us their views. And I just can't thank them enough for taking the time to do that because it was very important that we heard from them directly about what was the best way to distribute this extra prize money. So we've had a great response and the board did meet yesterday and we've made a decision on where we're going to allocate the prize money based on the survey results and the analysis of those results.
Did the survey results surprise you, Peter?
Not really. I think we put up four different packages and asked the participants, you know, what was their most preferred and what were they most satisfied or dissatisfied with in terms of the packages. And I had a gut feel of how it would land, but to see the actual data and the analysis that the team at GRV pulled together after the survey closed, it really wasn't that big of a shock to the board, I don't think.
So where does the prize money go to? Can you announce that for us?
That's the big question everyone's waiting for.
I was just building the anticipation, the suspense, Peter.
So was I. That's why I didn't give it up in the first commentary.
Yes.
So for the participants out there, package three was the most preferred package overall for all participants. And what that means is a 12% increase in metropolitan and provincial-based prize money. And it also supports the payment of a fourth place getter. So we'll be paying first, second, third and fourth now. And it's also an upgrade of selection on preference to maid and race meetings from level three to level two status. So that was the overwhelming response from participants. And so we have listened to you and we will implement that from the 1st of October. We've just got to do a couple of things in the back end on our fast track system.
Okay, there was talk about maybe, especially in Tier 3 Greyhound Racing, paying down to last. Was that a consideration, Peter?
It was in the packages we put forward to the participants, but we did get quite some feedback from the participants broadly, but also we consulted with our industry consultative group, the racing reference group that we have, and of course, GOTBA. But there were a lot of concerns from our participants around the welfare aspects of implementing something like that, over racing of dogs, et cetera. So package three was absolutely the clear winner that the participants wanted to see.
It's not that straightforward. It can be a little bit complicated from time to time when you're trying to please everybody, Peter, but it sounds like that, especially when you put out that survey, that everybody gets a say and an opportunity to have their say regarding where they think the prize money increases should have went. Do we get to see the results there from the survey? Will they be made to, so we could see them maybe on the website or?
This morning after we've done this interview, there'll be an industry update that's put out on the website and all of our social media channels. And I'll also be sending out a video to all participants just to thank them and update them on where we've landed. So all the detail will be in that release later this morning, just so they can see where it's all landed. But, you know, I'm just so happy that everyone jumped on board and had their say, and we'll be doing more of these sort of surveys for big issues that GRV are looking at, but that the board wants direct feedback from the participants. So, you know, the next prize money review in particular will be done in November, December, And that'll sort of cover off the previous quarter of wagering revenue to see where we've landed. And if there's, you know, money around, then we'll reinvest that back into prize money again. And so we would survey participants again. And it may be that we introduce, you know, bigger starters or travellers' fees or something like that, or tier three only. Like, well, I don't know. I'm just guessing here. But we would put up different options that they could choose from.
So the survey this time around was to ask participants about prize money, but will you go down and ask participants about, say, tracks or how they think the integrity is at the moment, other parts of how greyhound racing set up, and get their thoughts on certain issues as well going forward?
We'll look at some different things that we'd like their feedback on. We're just working that out at the moment. One of the things we'll probably go out to the participants about is different sorts of races that we're thinking about putting on, and the time of year that those races would be held. I can't really say any more at the moment, but just to get their view on where we should race those races. So I can't really give you any more than that. I wish I could, but I can't. But yes, for the big issues and, you know, to do with different tracks and things like that, of course we'll ask them their views, because they have the dogs, they've been in the industry a long time, and we really need to hear from them to do the best we can for them and their dogs.
Peter, what about the announcement of the slot holders for the Phoenix? Did that surprise you when, in a way, when the slot holders were announced, or when the applicants or the applications came in for the Phoenix, especially from the response from other major jurisdictions around the country that they wanted to be part of your race?
I wasn't surprised about that. We have a very good relationship with our cousins in other jurisdictions. And as soon as the Phoenix race concept was announced, many jurisdictions were speaking to Ash Baker, myself and others in Victoria, saying that they wanted to participate to give something back to their own participants in their own state. So I'm absolutely delighted that we've got some of the jurisdictions on board, because it then is truly a national flavour of the race, and it's also giving back in those jurisdictions to their own participants. You know, my understanding is that if you're in Queensland, New South Wales or Western Australia, whoever wins the Phoenix, the $750,000 is for the trainer and connections. There's no sort of clawing back of the slot holder fee. And I just think that's an amazing thing that we can be doing for our participants, particularly the fact that we've raced through COVID uninterrupted. And in Victoria, obviously, we've had it the worst, but New South Wales are now really in a dark hole like we were last year. But I think it's just a bit of excitement for everyone and something to really look forward to. So it's been a tough 18 months, Gareth, you know, in Victoria, now in Sydney and across the country, but particularly for us here, it's been a really, really tough 18 months. And I think it's a great concept, and I'm just so excited to see the wheeling and dealing that's going to go on and who's going to have what dogs in the race and things like that. So I just want to thank everyone that put in an application and congratulate all of the slot holders, and to Ash and Eddie at the Meadows and the committee there. Just a sensational concept and idea, and I'm glad that, you know, between us, GRV and the Meadows, it's all come together, and I think it'll be something to really look forward to just before Christmas.
And just a question without notice, Peter, but we had Giles Thompson, the CEO of Racing Victoria, today talking about his expectations regarding participants being vaccinated for them to compete in the sport of thoroughbred racing. Has Greyhound Racing Victoria thought about that just yet? And will you guys have a stance on that?
Look, we're structured differently to Racing Victoria, and I can understand why they've done that, because they've got different economic pressures on them versus us, but, you know, we'll just follow the government's advice. And at this stage, we're just really encouraging everyone in greyhound racing to get vaccinated. And just thank you, and I'm very grateful to all of those who have already got vaxxed or are in the process of getting vaxxed. So please go and get vaccinated. But at the moment, we'll just follow the government's lead on this.
Well done, Peter. Great stuff. Congratulations with those prize money increases, and great news, especially for the metropolitan race clubs and provincial race clubs with those prize money increases announced today. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you, Gareth. Gareth, can I just congratulate David and Rose Gill? They won the Healesville Cup on Sunday with Ferdinand Boy, and this is an outstanding greyhound, but also because David had won three country cups, he got a $50,000 extra bonus that we've always had on the table each year for our country cups. So just well done to the Gill family, and congratulations.
And just on that, Ian Haberfield, a great friend of ours, of course, works for Greyhound Racing Victoria. He hasn't been in the best of health of recent times, but he turned 60 today, they tell me. I didn't want to give away his age, but I just did. So happy birthday, Ian, if you're listening.
Yeah,
happy
birthday,
looking forward to catching up soon.
Yeah, and we really miss your skills and your personality being around the office. So have a great birthday, Habers. We miss you.
Good on you, Peter. Thanks for that. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Gareth. See you.